Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. When I was younger, I used to lay out in the fields of my home state of Vermont and just watch the clouds. Some days I'd see bears and fish and dragons up in the sky. Other days I could see nothing but gray. Here in Homer, Alaska, we see a similar trend. I'm here today to answer why that is and discuss three different types of clouds you can see here regularly. So, what even are clouds? Many learn from a young age that clouds are made up of water that rises up into the sky and then rains back down to earth in the water cycle. But how does the water get up into the sky? Think about when you boil water. As the water heats up, you start to see steam rise out of the pot, escaping into your kitchen as water vapor. The same thing happens with clouds. As water vapor rises from the warm surface of the earth, it cools and condenses into tiny water droplets suspended in the sky. All those droplets eventually come together to form clouds. So, it makes sense now why clouds even form. But what makes them look like different creatures in the sky? Well, that has to do with the different conditions they form in, including wind, temperature, and moisture. So let's talk about three different clouds we see here in Kachemak Bay regularly. We'll start with those fluffy white clouds you can see on the occasional clear sunny day. Those are your cumulus clouds. They're pretty dense and they hang low in the sky. These clouds are formed via convection. Essentially, as the air near the Earth's surface is heated up, it forces the water vapor to rise with the air currents and condenses in the sky, shaping them into those fluffy white balls. Next to those cumulus clouds, you may also notice cirrus clouds. These clouds are quite wispy and high in the sky. They turn bright pink and orange during sunrise and sunset. What makes them extra special is they form from dry air that undergoes deposition into ice at altitude. This means it goes directly from water vapor into the solid state of ice without ever becoming liquid water. When there are high winds, it may scatter these ice crystals around in the sky, creating that wispy look. You can also see these clouds form as trails behind airplanes. The final type of cloud we'll discuss today is the stratus. You see them as blankets of white or gray in the sky. They are the lowest hanging cloud and can be a variety of thicknesses. They form from moist air that rises up with gentle winds in calm, stable environments over cooler parts of the earth. Stratus clouds can form into nimbostratus clouds, which are darker and taller. The prefix nimbo means precipitation producing. Therefore, these clouds result in the constant rains and snow we experience in Kachemak Bay frequently. So, the next time you pull out the weather app to see what the day might bring, don't be sad to see clouds in the forecast. Get excited to go outside and see what type of clouds are up in the sky. This is Logan Hinton, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.